This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, my hands are ready, my feet are ready, my heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. I love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring. Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring.
Roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yeah. Roaring, he's roaring. And the fire falls. Come shake the ground.
Shake the ground with the sound.
A revival. Say it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold. Shake the ground. We need you now. Sing that one more time. If we ever needed you before. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
He's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Come out of great tribulation and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Okay, that song for the Newsboys featuring Kirk Franklin, it is inspiring, is it not? I'll tell you, it encourages all. Yes, there's things happening in our world, and this is what we're all about, to keep you aware of what's happening, as Karl Barth would say when he was preaching, that he went to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand, the newspaper in the other. And, also understanding the Word of God that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So it is our mission to educate you, keep you informed to the matters that are most important in our world, that we know how to address these, that we're not caught off guard, because it is moving at the speed of light, no doubt about it. So we need to be spiritually as well as temporally aware of what is going on in your world. Dr. Herb London joins us now, the president of the London Center for Policy Research. They were organized to engage in research on the key policy issues of our time, national security, energy, and risk analysis. Herb, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, Bill, thank you very much. Pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, let's talk Russian relations. Senator Ron Johnson, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday to discuss the U.S.-Russian relations and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing investigation, said, I wish Russia were no more than a friendly rival, but unfortunately they're an unfriendly adversary. It's been their aggression, their provocations that have really resulted in a relationship that is not healthy for the world, for world peace. It is a tragedy. Pretty well sums things up, doesn't it?
I think it does. And in fact, when you consider what has happened in the UK with the use of nerve gas to afflict a former KGB agent, mm-hmm. it is very clear that the Russians no longer recognize the sovereignty of other states. They are saying, in effect, you've engaged in appeasement, mm-hmm. you seem weak and ineffectual. And as a consequence, we don't have any regard at all for the policies that you presently have. In fact, we're perfectly willing to do what is ever necessary to challenge those who have challenged President Putin.
Yes.
And you saw that with Litvinenko, and now you see that again, yet again, with mm-hmm. another KGB agent.
Exactly. Well, and America in the lead, a welcome back sign for, the international community to America, saying, thank God you've taken the lead on this, because now what do we have, 28 and counting countries that have done the same, that are really seeing this, as a serious issue that it is, this issue of appeasement and allowing Putin just to run rampant in Europe and have his way. He may have played a card too many here. What do you think?
Well, I think he did play a card too many, but I don't think that the response has been appropriate. I mean, here you have these Russian diplomats who have been sent back to Russia. I understand that. And, of course, they've responded in a reciprocal way, closing
exactly.
our embassy in St. Petersburg.
Right.
I get that. But what has not been said, there are Russian assets that exist in the West. Putin is arguably the richest man in the world. And the oligarchs who work for Putin are all over the Western capitals.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that we ought to be saying, you know what? Your assets are frozen.
Exactly.
You know, you want to buy that apartment on West 57th Street in Manhattan for $20 million? I don't think so. Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
Exactly.
You start freezing those assets, and I think the Russians respond very differently.
How about uranium? How about Uranium One? How about Uranium One right off the bat? It still resides here in the United States, right?
It resides here in the United States, and that's a deal that I think should be foreclosed on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no doubt that this was a pay-to-play arrangement with the Clinton Foundation getting $135 million as a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that there's a lot more that we should be doing. We should be sending a message to Putin about the activities in Syria. He is playing a nefarious role.
Mm-hmm.
In this alliance that he has with Iran, the Iranians have a goal in mind. That is to create the Shia Crescent from Tehran to the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
That is not necessarily the Russian plan. And the Russians are caught up in this.
Mm-hmm.
If they are going to be facing an Israeli-American force at some point, I think they probably will walk away. But we do not understand what the Russians are doing there with this Iranian alliance and Hezbollah.
Well, they have some sort of fantasy.
Dangerous game they're playing.
Yeah. Herb, don't they have some sort of fantasy that they're going to have some major footprint in the Middle East? I mean, the Arabs could care less about the Russians. Right now, they're serving a little bit of their bidding, and it's okay just so long as it helps them get that pathway to the Mediterranean, which goes through Syria. That's what Iran would like. So, hey, they're playing the game, and it seems to me like they're playing Putin like a fiddle.
Well, they're playing Putin. That's correct. I think Putin is being played and put in a very awkward position. It's also
mm-hmm.
true that Putin is playing us like a Stradivarius.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that the United States invited Putin back into the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And so that threw him out of the Middle East in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians were thrown out. Now they've been invited back in to deal with the so-called poison gas question in Syria. But that hasn't happened. And as a result, the Russians have made themselves into the strong horse in the East Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Even Egypt and Saudi Arabia, they are disinclined to use Russian military equipment. But they each have a $2 billion military aid program with Russia. Why? Largely because the United States has not provided the aid they required. So again, even in those countries that are not necessarily pro-Russian, you see the Russian influence.
Right. Well, you know, to your point, Herb, I think a lot of people are looking to President Trump to really level, you know, get really serious about these sanctions. Lindsey Graham was on Fox on Sunday with Chris Wallace, and he said basically what he would like the president to be doing is to go to these countries that are relying on Russian oil and find a way to supplant Russia's position with them and really put a stranglehold on their ability to sell petroleum to these other countries. I got to imagine, even here in the United States, with the excesses of petroleum that we do have, are we in a position to make that available to them and underbid, even if we're going to take a short-term loss to really put the pressure on Russia? Could we live with that?
Well, I think you've raised a very interesting point, and it's very astute of you to raise it. I mean, it strikes me it's not merely Lindsey Graham and oil,
mm-hmm.
also natural gas.
Exactly.
If you look at what has happened in Eastern Europe, the Eastern Europeans depend entirely on Russian natural gas. The Ukrainians would not have the lights on if it were not for Russian natural gas. Now, one of the things that has happened very recently is that we have had the most remarkable natural gas finding in
mm-hmm.
the Middle East, in Leviathan, in the Mediterranean.
Right.
That natural gas can easily be converted into liquid gas. You could start selling it to European capitals. Now, I don't know why we're not doing that. It strikes me you want to challenge Russia. It's an easy way to do it.
Exactly.
Not going to war. You're simply saying, you know what? We've got natural gas too, and we want to sell it to our allies.
And for all the problems that they've caused, see, that I still believe they've not felt enough pain for the problems that they caused in the 2016 elections. I mean, here we are. We're still dealing with the insanity that they stirred up and what's happened. You know, so we kick out 60 diplomats. They kick out 60, you know, and so it's tit for tat. But I think it's time to get much more aggressive. It makes you wonder, and I can appreciate the question, toward Donald Trump is, what is it about the Russians that keeps you from really getting serious about going after, their positions? That conversation will continue with Dr. Herb London. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Love, 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 what's stronger? Love, 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 what's Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Herb London is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. But what the international community is hearing, Herb, is that America is back. They led the way in the response, and somewhat 58 countries now and counting, or is it 28? I lost count here as to how many countries have joined the effort to do something against Russia's attack on British citizens in the UK.
Look, it strikes me that Trump has inherited a very difficult situation. The period of 8 years when Obama was president of the United States was a period of active withdrawal, incremental retreat from international affairs on the part of the United States government. It has sent a message to countries around the globe. You cannot rely on the United States. Trump has got to restore that kind of confidence. It's not an easy task. One of the things that Trump did that made me very angry, he sent a congratulatory note to President Putin when he was elected. It was obviously a trumped-up election. It strikes me that's the sort of symbolic message that's inappropriate. But at the same time he did that, he also appointed John Bolton to be the National Security Advisor. Now, John is a realist. He understands Russia very well indeed, and a remarkable guy in so many ways. The right person for the right position at the right time. In my judgment, the best of the appointments that have been made by the Trump administration. So if there's anyone to look at Russia from a realistic standpoint, using the instead of the rose-colored lenses, very, very clear lenses, I think it is someone like John Bolton. So I have great confidence that in the future we'll be seeing a somewhat different stance toward Russia today.
Well, you know, the thing that people are definitely looking at, as you mentioned, President Trump, makes a congratulatory phone call to Putin after Putin and their interference in the election. I still feel like more needs to be done. It's almost as if Nikki Haley is more aggressive than our president when it comes to speaking against Russian activities.
I think that's well said. I think that's exactly right. And it is a little surprising. I think that the president has got an awful lot to learn. Plus the fact that the president probably believes activities towards the Soviet Union have to be incremental. It's not going to something that's going to happen overnight. And maybe that's the right stance. I don't know. But it does strike me that so far this administration has not done enough to combat the Russian influence on the world stage.
You know, whether it's Adolf Hitler or in this case Russia, certainly we saw this happen with ISIS in our foreign policy, and you're the expert here. It's like we underestimate the power and influence of our enemies. What is it about the Western perspective? Is it that we just think that everybody thinks like us, or that they're going to be as reasonable as we are, and that when people, stare you in the face and say, we hate you and we want you dead, that somehow they're kidding?
Well, I think it is a form of mirror imaging. That we like to think that people around the globe can think the way we do. And by and large, it's a very naive judgment. But it's a judgment that's been made by the United States for decades. This is not something that's new. By and large, the United States is not made up of realists. We have utopians on the world stage. And we like to believe, something, these people are basically good people. All we have to do is reach out, treat them in a kindly fashion, and there'll be a reciprocal response. Mm-hmm. It is a very, very naive judgment. But if you speak to people on the left, this is exactly what they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just it really is astounding to me because there seems to be, Herb, tell me if I'm wrong, enough empirical evidence to tell you clearly who Putin is. I mean, you hear people that have been around Putin for a long time and on the opposing stage and say, this is who he is. He's a KGB operative. That's the way he thinks. He thinks like, he wants the return of the oligarchs. That is his grand mission. When you listen to what he said, prior to the election, when he was pounding his chest and having the weaponry that could eradicate NATO nations and attack the United States. I mean, that's pretty heated vitriol, is it not?
Well, this chest thump charge serves a number of purposes. Number one, he was running for election, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it clear he's a strong man in Russia and basically a nationalist. Number two, it's an old Greek notion that when you're very weak at home, you try to do something abroad. And what you have in Russia today is a country that's dying. Life expectancy is decreasing. Mm-hmm. They've got an epidemic of HIV. They have an epidemic of alcoholism. There are no extract. There's nothing in Russia that you would want to buy except the extractive industries from natural gas and oil. There's simply nothing in the country. And when you look at Russia, you have to scratch your head and say, can this country survive another 20 years? And I'm not sure about the answer to that.
Exactly.
However, what Putin has done is distracted his own population.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone into Syria in a big way, obviously in the Crimea as well. He is obviously flexing his muscles all through the Middle East, as I've suggested. So he is in a position where he could say to Russians, you know what? We've recaptured the near abroad. This is the old Russia of great glory. This is the Russia that can now say we are one of the great powers on the world stage. These are things that make a difference within Russia. And that is the message that he's trying to deliver.
Yeah, at a point when he's most vulnerable, Herb, is he not? I mean, if the United States follows, I would say, the lead of Nikki Haley and really levels down some serious sanctions, and I believe now it can get participation from the international community like it hasn't before, but it has to be the lead in demonstrating courage to the international community, then the international community would follow, and I think that then at that point, you know, like these other things we talked about where the United States gets aggressive and preempts the sale of Russian product and exchanges it for the sales of American products, you know, answering the need of these other countries and our other allies, then the pressure is really on in much the same way that's what's happened to North Korea.
Well, this is what you want to do with Putin. You want to tighten the noose. You want to put him in a position where it becomes very, very difficult for him to continue to engage in these kinds of activities abroad. I think that's exactly right. Use the natural gas. Use the oil issue. Make it clear that the United States can provide or presently providing and do so at a price even lower. Mm. That, I think, is a very important message.
Exactly. Well, we have to do something more than what the Obama doctrine exercised toward Putin in a reset and let's play nice and, you know, let's make fun of, you know, diplomats saying that Russia is a bigger threat. You know, we need to get serious and see them for what they are and have a sober assessment. You mentioned John Bolton. I think Bolton will go a long way in helping our president, you know, get down to the lowest common denominator of this issue and really draw a bead on the seriousness of dealing with one Vladimir Putin.
Well, you may remember, I mean, Nikki, you talk about Nikki Haley, who has done a remarkable job, in my judgment. But it's also true that John Bolton was ambassador to the United Nations and also stood up to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands the Russian very well indeed. And in my judgment, is a remarkable guy with the appropriate kind of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
He is the right person, as I indicated, in this position. And I'm so pleased that Trump made this appointment.
Exactly. Well, what's your projection? We got about 20 seconds left here, Herb. What do you see happening?
Well, what I see happening is that gradually the Trump administration is going to be moving in a somewhat different direction, taking a much harder line on Russia. This will happen with the Bolton providing the leadership. I also think that to some degree the administration is distracted by what's happening in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That matter, when resolved, I think will give them the opportunity
exactly
to focus more appropriately on Russia.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research on Bill Martinez Live. Herb, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight, buddy.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Here I am, a soul on fire.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Maria Espinoza joins us now, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on again, Bill.
Well, Maria, it is sanctuary state madness that is taking place. And my question is, it seems like California could be the battleground for common sense. What do you think?
Absolutely. And we've known that for a very long time. And, all the Democrats thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency. And here we are, Donald Trump. And the American people spoke up, and we dodged the bullet. We're trying to stop them, and they just want to forge forward with their, you know, loony liberal policies.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, people are, look at Man on the Street interviews, just anecdotally, is in direct conflict in large numbers, even in areas. If you go into Santa Ana, California, which is dominated by Hispanics, a good number of probably illegals we know are probably residing there. The general consensus, even in Santa Ana, is that this is insane,
yes.
To be a sanctuary city or a state. I mean, to the point now that you've got about 400 sheriffs across the country, calling on Congress to criminalize sanctuary cities.
They absolutely should. It's a long time coming for that to take place. And, Bill, being Latina, so many people have reached out to me, it was 3 years ago now. And that's why the Remembrance Project started on America First Latinos. And you mentioned Santa Ana residents. We, just because we're Latino does not mean that we are for lawlessness. And, rarely is it that we get the microphone, Bill. So I'm not surprised whatsoever by the residents there and Santa Ana speaking up because they want safe communities and they want to be able to have their children out to and live, work, and play in a safe community. And that's all that President Trump is asking for. And he should, it's a no-brainer, Bill. And
exactly.
And your listeners have to continue reaching out to elected officials all across the United States. Don't worry about your zip code. Evidently, they don't care about borders and support President Trump's First America agenda.
Well, what you point out here, Maria, is what galls me continuously when they try to relate, the progressives are trying to run away with the with Latinos and Latinas and make them appear to be monolithic, like as if they represent.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Javier Becerra does not represent the Hispanics that I know. They're like the ones that you're talking about that consider this insane, that look at this and go, wait a minute, they don't want their families to be subject. I mean, the reason that they came here from, you know, south of the border around the world was to get away from lawlessness. And now all of a sudden it's like it's pursued them. And they just cannot believe that this is happening in the United States, which is, in their imaginations and their understanding has been the bastion of a rule of law.
Absolutely, Bill. And, you know, here in America, you know, we have rights, we have freedoms and our liberties. And in many other countries, it's not that way. And they know exactly what's coming across that border. And they're screaming for help. And it seems like their own party, and hopefully this shows some of them who might still be Democrats that come over to this side. And there's work to be done in the Republican Party. I mean, I know I'm not very well received, you know, because I'm pretty normal. Now we're called conservative.
Right. Well, like I told you, when I started doing this radio show over 10 years ago, the powers that be that, put together syndicated shows came to me and they said, Maria, they told me, they said, Bill, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I said, you got to be kidding me. that's just 10 years ago, you know, so it's all kind of laughable because, the fact of the matter is whether you're Hispanic, whatever race, you want your kids to have a fair shot at it. You want to have a fair shot at it. And when you have people here not playing by the rules and taking away jobs that belong to our kids that are entry level jobs, I was just talking with a gentleman yesterday and we were talking about, what's happening at, these fast food places. You know, you get these progressives that want to raise minimum wage to $15. Well, the entry level jobs for our kids now are being taken away and being replaced by robots. You got robots flipping burgers now. And so all this is having an impact on, these entry-level jobs that our kids would otherwise be doing being able to enter into the market to learn how to be, good employees and good citizens and start, having some sort of apprentice program. Now that's being compromised. And what is the progressives' answer for that?
They don't care. They all want us to be honeybees because they think that they're going to be remaining at the top echelon here and telling us what to do. They've got all the money. I'm so glad that you mentioned that because illegal immigration and what's taking place in around our country is exactly what you're talking about. Quick story. My daughter, she's 34 years old now, but in junior high school, they're small.
Maria, you don't look like anybody should have a 34-year-old daughter. My goodness. I'm just saying, if I can say that, with all due respect, I don't. Well, yeah, I'm just shocked. Well, okay.
Well, thank you. I got married at 20, then I had a daughter. So in that order, Bill.
Yes.
But, now the high schoolers there can no longer have that little funnel into the local restaurant because it's taken by illegal aliens. They need those lower paying jobs to, like you said, they need to become good citizens and good workers and manage their money. And, it wasn't meant to be to feed a family of four.
Right.
So all of this is taken away from our kids, and we can't complain about these teenagers not wanting or these millennials not wanting to work and want to just play on their computers and all. We did that with our policy, so we have to get back to working America. And my parents made sure that we worked. I grew up working on the Mexican crew, not the student crew, of strawberries. And my dad had a relative as a foreman. So we know good work. We had three restaurants, and we hired all high school kids.
So, I'm telling you, that was my first job. I was 6 years old picking strawberries. I determined at that point, Maria, I don't know if I told you this story or not. I worked for a whole week, made $1.10. I left that $1.10 on top of the TV, and my dad say, "Aren't you going to spend your money?" I said, "No." It was like the anti trophy to tell me that there was no way I was going to be in the fields as a grown citizen, you know, trying to those berries don't fill up those big boxes very quickly. And I learned that.
You're right. And, you know, you started before I did. I started at 8. Mm-hmm. So you were a lot earlier than I was. Wow, that's great, Bill. So, you know, and, you know, we try to teach our children that. You know, my daughter worked for my friend who's a podiatrist for $1. Okay, I paid my friend to pay mm-hmm. my daughter.
Yes.
And so she got $50 a week. She actually worked more hours, my daughter, longer mm-hmm. than I did. I'd drop her off in the morning. She'd open up the little office. And then I'd go to work. I'd pick her up after school. You know, you do what you can.
Exactly.
And she's a hard worker.
Yeah. Well, we're already co-opting the situation. So whatever ideas you come up with to make sure your kids have an opportunity to get in, you know, into the process, you know, you've got to get a job, you know, somehow and make it work. But the thing is, we have to look at this on many levels, Maria. I mean, you know, like you say, the restaurants, they're being pulled in 50 different directions as well. You know, the regulations, although Donald Trump has gone a long way in eliminating, now we're about for every new regulation, 22 are being eradicated, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we need to go and look at some other things that have been happening. Particularly, you know, like in states like California, where the regulations and the government bureaucracy is problematic in allowing these restaurants to hire young kids, you know, to come in so that, you know, they have an entry-level portal, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're battling the court systems as well, because that's important. And we're not giving up on California. You know, so, you know, I just point everyone to our website, theremembranceproject.org, and ask them to sign that. But we have to continue reaching out to these politicians and recruiting, though. We have to keep talking and recruiting people and educating them.
And we have to push back, because if reason is going to win out here, then we need reasonable people unafraid to speak the truth to what insanity is spreading in their state and in other states nearby. Maria Espinosa on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Maria. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
With you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Orlando nightclub terrorist dad was a secret FBI informant for more than a decade, is what prosecutors are revealing, prompting questions about whether authorities may have missed warning signs leading up to the massacre. This according to FoxNews.com. The news disclosed Saturday to lawyers representing the Pulse nightclub shooter's wife, Noor Salman, in her own terrorism case related to the attack, also led to immediate calls by the defense for a mistrial. Of course, they've come up with a picture with nightclub's dad holding up a sign. He was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. He had a sign spread out, makes the biggest investment since World War II. Hillary Clinton, good for national security. Hillary Clinton, ex-CIA chief. Morale, Hillary told the truth about Benghazi and gun control laws and all that. This was a sign that was held up, from August the 8th of 2016. That he was a pro-Clinton supporter and emerged previously as a confidential FBI informant for 10 years. And you imagine it's his son who goes in and does this massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as news continues to break on that. With us right now is John Graham. He is the producer of a new movie, an independent film, titled Kind Katie. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on to talk about something quite revolutionary. This is the first time a faith film funding just got democratized, as they would say.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, so now we're crowdfunding. Everybody gets a chance to, I mean, if they wanted to ever see their credits on the big screen, their name on the credits, I mean, this is their opportunity, right?
Well, it definitely is, and it's a little bit different than a typical crowdfund. You know, crowdfunding, typically folks just make a donation, they get a T-shirt, they get a pat on the back. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're actually investors. We're offering an investment opportunity at about the same amount as you could pay to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can become an investor.
Well, that's incredible. So this idea, quite novel. I mean, we've seen it operating in other areas, and for your movie, Kind Katie, give us some information. Tell us about the movie and how this crowdfunding campaign got underway.
Well, The film is called Kind Katie. It's about a young lady in Northwest Georgia who just really lived an amazing life of kindness and love for others. She wasn't that spectacular, you know. She's not somebody you would necessarily have seen and noticed, other than the fact that she really loved folks. And what really caught my attention about her story was when she had a tragic accident. She died 18 years old, and her classmates responded in such an amazing way, many incredible ways, but one amazing way was they built a school in Nicaragua in her honor. Mm-hmm. In a village that used to be the town dump. And now this young girl who was just sort of a normal girl that loved people and loved Jesus, mm-hmm. 6,000 people now that used to be homeless and had no school now have a school. So as I was trying to get the story together, I saw another film came by on my Facebook feed, actually, that was utilizing this new legislation that came out in 2016 mm-hmm. that allows folks to become an investor for almost nothing, you know, very little amount.
Right.
And when the film is successful, they will be too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So this is a sharing experience to get the word out in much the same way that Katie Beth Carter's classmates did by starting up this school. You know, tell us a little bit more about her. I understand that, you know, her dream was to become a marching ballerina at Jacksonville State University.
That's right. She actually accomplished that dream. She had a pretty rough senior year. Things didn't go exactly like she'd hoped. And but through a lot of just determination and trusting in God, God gave her that opportunity. She became a marching ballerina for the Jacksonville State team. And then after one game, she only got to march in one game. She went home for a Labor Day holiday with her family and was coming back to school. And that Labor Day, she was killed in that car accident. And it's just amazing how this one young life impacted so many people. Northwest Georgia just really rocked. In fact, Taylor Swift, the girls, her and her little sister were big Taylor Swift fans. And Taylor Swift made a $5,000 donation to the GoFundMe account for her funeral expenses. And it just became national news for, you know, 15 minutes of fame. But my desire is to carry that story to the entire world so that folks can see how, you know, just loving folks, doing simple acts of kindness can really make a huge difference in people's lives.
Well, there's something about this young girl, her legacy, as you said, you know, on the surface, nothing extraordinary, you know, that would stick out, but somebody who was kind. But there's something about her that makes her a... you know, I guess makes her story really special, and it does stick out, though you say in introducing Katie Beth Carter that, you know, on the surface, you know, not exceptional, but yet extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that fair?
That's very fair. I mean, she just she was just genuine. One of the teachers that we interviewed that knew her well said she talked to everybody as if they were the most important person in her day. And I think nothing typifies the life of Christ better than that. You know, somebody that that makes you feel better when you walk away from them than you did when they walked up to you. And right. And that was Katie Beth. Everything she did, she loved kids. She loved to dance. She was a good dancer. She wasn't the best necessarily, but she worked really hard and saw her dreams come true. And so we're trying to make it possible for the world to hear that story and folks be a part of that journey.
Exactly. And when you think about, you know, school environments these days, it's being talked a little bit, you know, it kind of goes in waves when we talk about bullying that takes place, the invalidation of humanity and kids. And it can be so brutal. You know, John, I don't know what it was like when you were growing up. I mean, you know, we had the typical peer pressure. But today, because of social media and the other portals to be able to communicate a message, I mean, it can be devastating on these kids at a time when they're so vulnerable, right?
It really is. It's tragic. You know, I know that there's a lot of political, you know, maneuvering going on right now with the recent shooting in Florida and those kinds of things. But honestly, part of the message of this film and Katie Beth's life was simply to love others, to show kindness. She was the girl that would sit with the kid that was sitting by themselves at lunch. Mm-hmm. She was the one that would notice the kid that was ostracized or marginalized. And it didn't matter if they were different theologically or if they didn't believe anything about what she believed. She just wanted to show them the love of Christ. And it paid off, you know. Mm-hmm. Pretty remarkable story.
Well, Katie's, Christianity, get into that if you can a little bit more, John. When did she come to Christ? And, for her to be living, this kind of example in high school, pretty much against the norm these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, she has a remarkable family. I've known her in college. We were friends. I actually officiated their wedding. Mm-hmm. And they are just a tremendous, incredible family. And her older brother, Jacob, was actually on mission with Youth with a Mission in Australia for 2 years right out of high school. The younger sister, Kimmy, is going to spend all summer in Haiti serving others. I mean, clearly this family has raised a godly family.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Beth was just, she was all about Jesus. She really mm-hmm. was. And it wasn't in your face kind of way. It was never distasteful. It was just that's who she was. I don't know specifically when she came to faith in Christ. I know that it was definitely a part of her life, and she was involved in leading worship. She played piano for her youth group praise team and went on several mission trips, including the mission trip that kind of culminated with this school being built in Nicaragua.
Wow. Well, what a great story to be told here of Katie Beth Carter, a true story. And here you are, doing an equity crowdfunding. And explain to our audience in this last minute and a half, this equity crowdfunding, different than most crowdfundings. And the fact that it's preceded by that word equity, it shows that you're an investor in a feature film.
Yeah, for years, investors have been limited, folks that invested in film and many startups, been limited to those that were considered qualified investors. In other words, they had a lot more zeros in their bank account than I do.
Right.
But with this new legislation, it makes it to where anyone can be a part of that. It's still as regulated as any other investment. Folks will be making sure that we keep the promises that we say we're going to keep. And it's just a tremendous opportunity. My vision is that enough people get excited about this that it really changes not only the box office sales of great movies, mm-hmm. but it really changes what movies are able to come to the screen. Imagine if folks could really vote with their investment dollars, not just their tickets.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Well, you've opened up an incredible door of opportunity, thank God, with this movie, Kind Katie. Remind everybody where they can go for more information and invest in this movie.
Yeah, it's real simple. Just go to Kind Katie, that's KATIE, kindkatie.com. Or if you are listening on a phone and you're not driving, you can text the word Katie to 21000.
Just like that. John Graham, he's producing the movie, wrote it, a great story, and one that we'll look forward to see. And, join the rest of us and invest in this movie. Go to kindkatie.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan.